Give Smart, Philanthropy That Gets Results. Authors, Thomas J. Tierney, Joel Fleischman, with Nan Stone. I'm giving away money, some would say lots of money, and yet it pales in comparison to the needs I see all around me. Urban slums and rural poverty, children in failing schools and children without access to any schooling whatsoever, deforestation and unclean water, crippling diseases of many kinds. Generosity alone is rarely sufficient if you aspire to leave a legacy of exceptional results. This rigorous approach to how you practice philanthropy is what we mean when we say, give smart. There is no one best kind of philanthropy, but there is a smarter way to go about choosing your path. That is to engage in a process of rigorous inquiry around six separate but related questions. What are my values and beliefs? Philanthropy is as individual as the universe of philanthropists is diverse, for the original benefactor, and for the family members, trustees, and staff who may play a role in giving it away. Philanthropists can and do support almost anything, from educating school children to giving people the information they need to take action on their own behalf and on behalf of others who may be halfway around the world. You should expect that at some point events may take you or the decision makers in your foundation step back and reconsider. If you are clear enough about your aspirations, values, and beliefs, the new priorities that emerge will continue to reflect the good you most want to see done in the world. What is success, and how can it be achieved? Once you've reflected on your values and beliefs and decided where you want to anchor your philanthropy, you're ready to start thinking about how you'll use your resources to best effect. In short, you're ready to get strategic. That doesn't mean abandoning what you're passionate about. It does mean bringing rigorous thinking and evidence into the decision-making mix. Developing a strategy for your philanthropy is an iterative process that requires asking and answering three separate but related questions. What will constitute success for this initiative? What will it take to achieve success? And what am I accountable for? We find it helpful to think of this process as getting clear, getting real, and getting personal. What am I accountable for? The number of philanthropists who demand accountability for their grantees is growing by leaps and bounds, yet the number of philanthropists who demand accountability of themselves remains extremely small. This is a lost opportunity. Why? Because confronting the question, what am I accountable for, is not only the best way to pressure test your philanthropic strategy, but also the key to delivering the results you intend to achieve. The appropriate strategy for any given philanthropic initiative will be the one in line with your scarce resources, your money, your time, and your influence. It will build on your strengths, and it will be personally satisfying, because it will require contributions that you are willing, as well as able, to make. In philanthropy, where results can be extremely difficult to measure, impact may take years or even decades to achieve, and the direct consequences of your particular contribution may be impossible to determine. Such circumstances easily erode motivation. What will it take to get the job done? Now the overarching question becomes, what will it take to get the job done? This question marks a turning point, both in the journey from aspirations to impact and in the focus of our narrative. It is the point at which the emphasis shifts from designing to doing, that is, to execution. Lofty aspirations and intriguing theories of change have the power to capture our imaginations, inspire us, and win our initial commitment. But in the end, results on the ground require disciplined blocking and tackling, complemented by the capacity to learn and improve over time. The essential elements are straightforward: right people, right process, and right costs. But as a philanthropist, you face special challenges because your ability to achieve results will largely depend on the performance of the nonprofit and non-governmental organizations you choose to support. So you also have to think about the capacity of the grantees who will bear the brunt of the responsibility for doing the work and delivering results. What do you need to do? First, be aware of these pernicious capacity issues and don't underestimate the extent to which they can undermine the results you seek. Second, work to build a true partnership with your grantees, so that they and you can address these issues and see better results. This is the subject to which we turn next. How do I work with grantees? Donors and foundation grantmakers often talk about partnering with their grantees. The description is well intended, but it's seldom the felt reality for the nonprofit leaders with whom they are working. The latter certainly appreciate the dollars their benefactors are providing, but the relationship. Let's just say that partnership isn't usually the first word that comes to mind. Does it matter? Yes, because the ability to work effectively with your grantees is the fundamental operating requirement in the journey from aspirations to real impact. They, not you, are on the ground, doing most of the heaviest lifting. So it's really not much of a stretch to say that your single most important job is choosing your grantees wisely, then doing everything you can to help them deliver the best possible results. The fact that you control the resources on which the grantee organizations work depends is never far from the nonprofit leader's mind. This reality inevitably tempers his or her willingness to be candid and to provide vital feedback about what's working and what's not, or about the impact of a donor's requests on the organization's ability to perform. The problem is that you need such information almost as much as the grantee does in order to avoid becoming complacent and falling into the trap of satisfactory underperformance. Philanthropy is not a popularity contest. Effective philanthropists must be disciplined and tough-minded about how they allocate their scarce resources. Yet it is also essential to be fair, to presume first, and to earn trust. Demonstrating respect for the expertise and opinions of others, as well as for their time and resources, is critically important. Something as simple as promptly returning phone calls from grantees will go a long way toward keeping the lines of communication open, literally and figuratively. Am I getting better? Is a challenging question, because it means confronting a basic and uncomfortable fact of life. Getting better is a choice. When your doctor suggests adopting a healthier diet or exercising daily, you may decide to follow her advice, at least for a week or two. But getting healthier requires daily effort and constant personal discipline. Despite all manner of information and feedback, most people choose not to be healthy, until perhaps they suffer a heart attack or a stroke. Here, as in most circumstances, it takes a great deal of personal motivation to do the heavy lifting required to get better. Getting better in philanthropy is no exception to that rule. Dodging the question, "How do I get better?" is to accept the status quo, which eventually will cause any endeavor to drift toward mediocrity. When we talk with successful people about their accomplishments, they invariably say they consider themselves lucky. They insist that some sort of luck, the families they were born into, the serendipity of career decisions, aspects of the personal life, played a central role in their success. The fundamental belief that "I drew aces and the other guys didn't" has motivated donors, from Andrew Carnegie onward, to aim high in the service of others less fortunate than himself. Whether you're giving away your money, or you're a steward of another's money, your philanthropy is fundamentally about your values, your life, and your legacy. How you approach your philanthropy offers the most unfiltered manifestation of who you really are as a human being. Generous or selfish, wise or naive, humble or arrogant, smart or impulsive, for better or worse, philanthropy is a defining act, one that can generate immense joy and a deep sense of personal fulfillment. We wish you luck and Godspeed in your journey.